Yes, Agent Strong, we get it. It's very important that we not tell anyone about the teddy bears or what happened on the hillside, said Lisa Marie, interrupting the man in the dark suit and sunglasses. Lisa Marie sat on one side of a narrow desk in the back of a cramped van, holding the gaze of the man sitting on the other side. Vernon, her stepbrother, sat squashed in the narrow space beside her, making little panicky yelps whenever Lisa Marie said anything that might make the man angry. Agent Strong was a large man. Very large, in fact. So large that his head almost touched the low roof of the van, forcing him to duck a little.
Honestly, you're treating us like children, said Lisa Marie. I mean, obviously, we are children, but we're not idiots. You don't have to keep asking us the same questions over and over. We've already told you everything.
Vernon squeaked like a frightened mouse.
Lisa Marie, what are you doing? He whimpered, forcing a smile that showed every single one of his teeth.
Let the scary gentleman speak.
He shook his head.
I mean, nice gentleman. Nice gentleman.
We answered your questions and signed all your forms yesterday, Lisa Marie continued, ignoring her stepbrother.
And the day before that. You don't need to...
She and Vernon both grabbed the edge of the desk and hung on as the van turned a corner. A small pile of paperwork started sliding across the desktop, then stopped when Agent Strong brought his fist down on it with a bang. They all waited until the swinging movement had stopped. Then Lisa Marie picked up right where she had left off.
Go through it all over again. We're not going to tell anyone about the teddies coming to life, or Ursine Kodiak's inventions, or any of the other stuff. We understand the consequences. If we do, then you'll throw us and our parents in prison. You've gone to great pains to make that extremely clear.
And he had. When Strong and the other government agents had come to the house after the latest teddy bear incident, he'd made them watch a slideshow about the prison they'd be sent to. He'd even pointed out some of the fun highlights, which included a strict 7 p.m. bedtime, rats in the kitchen, and a bucket in the corner for pooping in. Dad had made a joke about it, saying it sounded like the camp they had gone to last summer. Nobody laughed. But then, Dad had joked pretty much nonstop since the government agents had brought Lisa Marie and Vernon home, following their battle with the teddies. He and Mom hadn't believed any of it at first. But then Bervis had started speaking, and they had had no choice but to accept the truth. Joking was Dad's way of dealing with it, Lisa Marie knew. She just wished his jokes were actually funny.
Look, kids, I get it. I do, said Agent Strong, holding up his hands in what was supposed to be a friendly gesture. But this is important. National security level important. Maybe world security.
The agent clasped his hands together and leaned closer.
If word gets out that someone tried to take over this town with an army of teddy bears, and that very same someone is still at large, there will be mass panic.
If you mean Ursine Kodiak, said Lisa Marie, I already told you he wasn't responsible. I mean, he was to begin with, but then Grizz took over. Ursine helped us in the end. Kind of. Well, a bit.
Either way, said Agent Strong, mass panic.
Will there be, though?
Asked Vernon. Agent Strong lowered his sunglasses just a fraction and peered over the top with his steel blue eyes. Vernon almost fell off his seat in alarm.
I mean, sure, yes, you're right. Mass panic,
Vernon agreed. He swallowed and tried to smile again. It didn't go well.
But, I mean, will people, you know, about the... I'm not sure. Do you think?
Lisa Marie put a hand on Vernon's arm. He immediately stopped talking and exhaled with relief.
What my brother is trying to ask is, would people believe it even if we did tell them? She said. Which we won't,
she added quickly. The only witnesses were us and a few other kids, and they just thought the bears were high-tech robots. Who's going to believe us if we say an army of evil teddy bears came to life?
Which again, we won't, Vernon added.
Agent Strong regarded them both for a while and then shrugged.
People will believe anything if you try hard enough.
There was a screech of brakes. Agent Strong's paperwork went shooting off the desk and landed in his lap. He sighed, picked it up, then slammed it back on the desk.
Interview terminated, he said. You may go.
Vernon emitted a nervous laugh and jumped to his feet. His head hit the roof with a thunk, but he was too excited to be leaving to care.
What? No,
Lisa Marie argued. You said you'd tell us where Bearvis and the other teddies are. The Duds. They helped us save this town. They're not like the other bears. They're on our side. What have you done with them? Agent Strong pushed his sunglasses back up so they were hiding his eyes.
They are helping us with our inquiries, miss, he said.
Lisa Marie hated it when he called her miss. Somehow he managed to make it sound like an insult.
Their whereabouts must remain a secret for now, in the interest
of national security. We get it, said Lisa Marie.
She placed both arms on the desk and leaned forward. She could see herself reflected in Strong's dark glasses and didn't think she'd ever seen herself look so angry.
But I swear, if you've hurt those bears, you're going to have me to answer to.